one must-have item that you brought for your
dog? Probably like my...
So you're going to ask me questions.
Weird.
Zacchaeus.
Nobody liked it.
I love being right on campus. I walk across the street to my classes.
Welcome to our first ever news podcast here at the Free Lutheran Bible College. I'm your host, Madison Trost, here to give you the inside scoop, the stories, the updates that make our campus community so great. If you want more content like this, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and follow us on wherever you listen to your podcasts. For a couple of announcements, we do have some upcoming events, including Up Close, which gives juniors and seniors and also recent high school graduates an opportunity to come onto campus, take some classes, meet some professors, and maybe even some kids that will be in your future class. This is all free of charge as a preview to see if FLBC is the right fit for you. It was absolutely beautiful weather for a move-in this year. It wasn't the usual sticky, sweaty move-in that is usually at the end of August. This year it was absolutely fabulous. And we had Janae Gray on the street talking to students and their parents about their move-in experience here at FLBC.
Welcome to the campus of FLBC. My name is Janae Gray, and as students move into the dorms today, I'm going to be asking them some simple questions to get to know them and what they're excited about for the 2025-2026 academic school year. And with that, let's jump right into it.
My name is Mariah Coyle.
My name is Bella Benson.
My name is Macy Christensen.
My name is Avery Emerson.
Bennett.
Caleb.
Bo Lowen.
I'm Gina Jory.
My name is Jonah Norby.
Hi, I'm Lila Cheetah.
I'm Luke Impala.
My name is Jacob Fulton.
My name is Jocelyn Heinrichs.
My name is Megan Peterson.
I'm Eden Ahmet.
My name is Helen.
Noah Goodham.
Sam Achudik.
My name is Jojo Rischel.
My name is Grace Carlson.
What brought you to Bible College in one sentence?
Getting closer with the Lord.
The community that I've just observed from a ton of people just in the past, and just looking forward to how God can move in my life.
Probably like my older siblings and the experience they had here.
I would say my older siblings, and also I didn't really know what to do after high school.
My mom went here when she was my age.
Both my parents went here, and my sister came here, so yeah.
God.
The Lord's calling.
That God has sent me here, this mission, and I found it.
The fellowship.
God really guided my steps towards FLBC.
My family went there, and I just grew up in the FLC, so I knew all about it and stuff like that.
I'm really interested in going into ministry, so I thought this would be a good school to go to.
An opportunity to learn more about the Word of God and spend time studying it while hanging out with my friends.
I think the community is what brought me to Bible College.
Just the hearing about the awesome community and wanting to grow in my relationship with God.
I guess a love for God's Word.
I would say the community. I wanted to know what I believed and why, and just to be able to share that with people for the rest of my life.
What is your one must-have item in your dorm?
Definitely my espresso maker.
My candle warmer.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A fan.
My Xbox.
A bed.
Fan.
My bookshelf.
A fan. Definitely a fan.
Probably my basketball shoes.
My Bible.
My fridge. Probably my couches.
My shark onesie.
Oh, my special alarm clock that shakes the bed instead of making noise.
Pretzel knots.
Snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
Bubbler.
I don't know. I brought some plants. Livens up the room a little bit.
What are you most excited to learn about this year?
I'm excited to see how God just changes the way that I kind of view him, and just some more a reverence for him, but also a more steadiness and commitment in my faith too.
Where the Lord is leading me and how to follow him.
How to love reading the Bible, I think.
Pastor Brent Olson.
I'm excited for his classes. I like him.
What other class I have with Goodham this year is what I'm looking forward to.
I'd like to learn how to be more disciplined in seeking the Lord.
Who would not be excited to study Revelation?
I'm just excited to just dive deeper into God's Word.
What crazy things the guys will do in the dorm.
I guess more about myself and more about God's Word.
Greek.
John and Hebrews. I'm really looking forward to those classes.
I don't know anything about Revelation, so I'm really excited to learn about that. I'm really excited to learn more about ministry and just like how to apply that in real world situations.
Thank you so much for capturing that, Janae. We here at FLBC are so grateful that God brings over 100 students every year to our campus to study God's Word. I sat down with Pastor Adam Osier, our dean, to talk a little bit about the uniqueness about our program here at the Bible College. Thanks for sitting down with me today and talking a little bit about this school, Pastor Osier.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, the first episode. Of this podcast. Yeah.
What's it called? Do you have a name for this
podcast? I don't have a name for this yet. So if people want to write in. And for titles of the podcast, I would not be opposed to a podcast title.
I'm coming up with one in my mind right now, yeah. But I don't know if it works. So I'll let you know at the end.
Yes. The Maddie Minute has been passed around.
I like that one.
But it's not about me. It's about the school. So
the toast with Trost or something. That doesn't work.
That's already been taken actually because my brother-in-law is into Christian radio. He's a radio show host in Rapid City.
And he's the toast?
He's the morning show host.
Weird. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to step on any copyright infringements here.
No,
can you
good.
Tell him I apologize?
That's okay. I will convey that information.
All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
First episode.
Okay. First episode. I know. You are our first large interview for this show.
Large interview?
Yeah,
is that what you
said? Large interview, yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. So you're going to ask me questions.
I am going to ask you questions.
Okay, so I don't have to ask you any questions?
No, you don't. Well, okay. I mean, you can if you want to.
Sure.
Push back, but.
Yeah. So, I have a lot of questions for you. How your first year of teaching our students was all those things. Is anybody going to ask you those questions on your podcast?
No. We're keeping those things secret.
Let's keep that on the docket. Maybe I'll have my podcast.
Okay.
And I'm having you on. Got all kinds of questions. But you have some for me.
I do have some questions for you. Yeah. Giving a little bit taste of the school, and you're the dean of our school. And
yes.
I wanted to give a little bit of a general perspective for people who are maybe thinking about coming.
Sure.
So how does this program at FLBC, how is it designed to encourage spiritual growth in the students?
How is it designed to encourage spiritual growth with the students? The entirety of the program is designed to that end. So one of the core tenets of Lutheran theology is that the Word of God does the work. And it's not exclusive to Lutheran, but one of the big emphases is that the gospel itself, the good news of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, as it goes out, is the active agent in changing lives. And so when the Word is taught, lives are changed. So it's as simple as that. Our curriculum is not designed around other good vocational focuses or foci, right? It's centered on the Word of God. So our classes consist of things like exegetical classes, which is a fancy word for just saying kind of a more verse-by-verse study of the Word rather than a topical study. But then there is topical studies, what we call that systematic theology or just theology classes, where we look at some of the big topics of what the Word of God has to say, like, justification or sanctification. What do those words mean, and how does that play out in Scripture? The nature of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Theology classes are more like that. And then we have classes that are very practical in ministry. So kind of this idea of I'm learning, but I'm also part of the kingdom of God in the congregation primarily and in other areas as well in life, that I'm going out and I'm working and I'm serving in light of my faith. So that's the program. That's the direction that it goes. And you teach.
Yeah.
So you teach something. This is some pushback that I've got. Well, you teach like English classes now.
What does English have to do with studying the Bible?
How does that help a student's spiritual life? And I've had that pushback, right? But one of the things that I like to tell people is when you have the Word of God, which is our curriculum, right? And you have that beautiful gift that God has given us. We want to internalize that. We want to grow that. We want to be able to learn it, and we want to be able to, for lack of a better way to say, put it out there. You know, like we want to minister, getting that word out to people. And so we have this group of classes we call educational foundation classes. And those classes, like some of the ones you teach, public speaking and English composition, are there to help students be able to speak and write so that they can convey the truths of God's word to the world around them, right?
And I've seen that in these classes too, and helping them prepare for their the English comp classes, particularly a class that they take in their freshman fall semester,
right,
in preparation for learning how to research better and read better in the rest of their classes throughout even just their Bible school education.
Too. Right. Yeah, and a crude way of describing this is like we have this beautiful pie, but we have no way to eat it. Right? You know, so so that whole idea of the educational foundation courses are, and some of those other classes, by the way, aren't just, you know, English comp and public speaking. It's also some of our apologetics classes, or intro to Christian thought, is how are we to think
about
these things? Critical thinking skills that we want students to develop. But but that all centers around the student's spiritual life and growth, right? That the Word of God does the work, that they are growing in that knowledge and living out of that word of their faith.
And even just working at the school here, there is a level of discipleship too outside of the classroom that is on this campus that really you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and that's the other side to our whole of our program. We are almost exclusively, and I say almost because occasionally you'll find the older than average student, or you'll find the married student, or the student who lives in the area and already owns a home or something like that. But probably 99% of the students who have come here during my tenure, and I think that's relatively accurate, to be honest with you. I think that's actually not an exaggeration, is what I meant to say. That they live on campus.
Right.
And so there is a residential component where we are doing life for life. I don't love that term, like doing life together.
We'll have to workshop word on that.
A better way to say it, but it is. Yeah. We're together, and the whole idea of iron sharpening iron is part of that. And that doesn't mean it's always easy.
Yeah.
Right? But dorm life, it's intentionally structured to help students to live together, to grow together. We have an very intentional discipleship ministry, which is a whole question in and of itself, but we have matched students with a mentor or a discipler during their time here, where they're in a group of maybe one other student or two other students, so total of three students and a mentor, who are there looking at the Word of God together, growing in that, and that's a very intentional thing to get them into that life of what does this look like together? And not only that, but the discipleship program, those groups, we call them D groups, they are designed for the students to learn how to have such a group. So in their congregations, to be able to our communities even, to reach out and to have these groups, which then make other groups, which then make other groups. That's the multiplicative thing.
Yeah, that's great. So, speaking of student life, what's one aspect of student life at FLBC that maybe some outsiders would not really understand, but that makes sense to Bible schoolers?
Yeah. Well, we have a curfew, which is, but you asked that question.
There's lots of hate on the curfew.
Yeah, there's some interesting things on that. And you asked the question kind of in a way that's, you know, maybe a little, I'm not answering it exactly right, like, that our students understand.
Yeah.
Like right away, we do have expectations on our campus that are different. They are, you know, the curfew thing is not to say that you are violating God's command if you stay out past curfew. You know, like God has a time, and if you're not inside, you're sinning. That's not the point. The point is to get them into the communities, specifically the gender-specific communities.
Yeah,
like the guys and the girls' dorms are separate. Growing in those communities with other guys or other girls is very important in our structure. And so that some of those things are just, you know, maybe... wouldn't be understood by some, aren't they adults? Yes, they're adults, which is why they have made their own choice to come here and to grow in this specific way. That's one of them. Oh, yes for two, didn't you? I don't know if I want to go that direction or not, but one of the things would be something as silly as we make announcements in the cafeteria by dropping a glass.
Yeah.
Nobody would understand that. You drop a glass, one of the cups in the cafeteria floor, tile floor, it makes the noise, everybody
crash.
Claps, and then there's maybe an announcement.
Yes.
Or maybe the person just dropped their cup, but they get clapped for
Super
anyway.
Super casual, but like it's
It's a weird
should
thing.
Be, it's a weird thing, and it should be explained, because it happened my first time coming to campus. Never stepped on campus before I moved into Bible school. Happened,
really?
Like, within the first week, and it was, like, a common knowledge thing. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on with these people? Like, they're going to break this.
Yeah. It feels like a cult-like thing, but, you know, when you realize it goes nowhere beyond that, then it's more okay, of a safety thing for them.
Yeah, that's great.
It's not a cult. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are an aspect that makes the FLBC experience for students unique?
An aspect that makes it unique. Unique is a very specific word, meaning
one
of a kind.
One of a kind.
Right? And so if we mean one of a kind, we are very distinct from other institutions of higher education. Even Christian higher education.
Yeah, for sure.
In that,
different from like a Northwestern or a Crown or
in our area, or if you know out, you know, I'm thinking out where you used to pastor out in Pennsylvania. You've got your Grove Cities, which all of the ones that we've mentioned. I mean, I went to Northwestern. I've known many people have gone to like the Grove Cities, the Crowns, the other Christian, the Bethels, or the Christian institutions of higher education. And there is so much value in those places. I don't want to discredit any of them. And in fact, many of them work really well with our credits and you know, see our institution and our program as valuable to theirs. And so I don't want to discredit those programs. We are very intentionally focused. We don't have all of the different majors and programs. We're not a liberal arts institution, which is one of the you know, kind of the big catchphrases of you know, of the day. I want to go to a liberal arts institution where I have options to study from. No, we are very focused. We're very intentional, and it's very much more community focused and based, residential life together kind of. That's actually one of our core values, is actually life together, whole life discipleship. This idea of preparing for a vocation, but we're doing it together.
Right.
That's unique to what we do. And certainly there are on-campus housing arrangements for and activities and different things at all these other institutions I mentioned. Ours has some intentionality behind it.
Right. And some purpose with dorm devotions and meeting with your your DA. I went on to Northwestern, a great experience. But there's something about the intentionality that's here at Bible school you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah. And again, me too. Same thing. And I look back at the 2 years I spent here as a student, incredibly formative years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and I know I'm not answering your question directly or any question directly here, but one of the things that I valued so much when I was here is that I saw the gospel for the first time as Jesus alone, as him doing the work to make me God's child. Mm-hmm. Not anything that I have to earn or achieve or grow into. Not that we don't grow in it, but grow into it, right? We don't. We are brought into the kingdom of God by the finished work of Jesus, by his blood shed for me. Mm-hmm. And it was as I sat in a class, my first year, second semester, I was sitting in Romans class, and I heard the words from Romans 8:1, right? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I sat and I heard those words, and I finally realized that the words no condemnation mean no condemnation.
Yeah.
And it's like, what does that mean? For those who are in Christ Jesus, those who've received him by faith, that whole process is taken care of on his end. Yeah. That whole transaction is done at the cross. Mm-hmm. And now hell can't happen to me.
Hmm.
And that's such a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I realized that this was a unique place. I'm not saying God does not do that in the congregation and speak through his word that way in the congregation. I'm not saying he doesn't do it other places. But for me, it was such a beautiful and a valuable thing.
And just formidable years in a person's life. Those are years right out of high school. And really, especially for me, what kind of a person do I want to be? Away from my parents, away from home, thousands, in my case, 1,000 miles away from home. And really, what kind of Christian life am I gonna live?
Mm-hmm.
And Bible school was huge for that for me.
Mm.
Thanks for sitting down with us, Pastor Osher. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. As the fall semester has begun, students are starting to settle into their classes and also got their picture taken. To give you just a little bit of a taste about what our students are learning this fall semester, I'd like to introduce you to the people who know these courses the best, our fantastic faculty.
Luke in Acts is the very first Bible class that students take when they come to FLBC.
I teach the means of grace and eschatology. As you might guess with the eschatology, it's kind of the last one.
New Testament at the Free Lutheran Seminary, and I'm really excited about a course on the pastoral epistles.
Luke and Acts together form one huge narrative arc where we have one writer, and he's covering the life of Christ in a very comprehensive way, all the way through to the early church and as its beginnings and spreadings to grow.
And the means of grace I often introduce in the class as the most unique aspect of Lutheran theology. We share a lot of doctrine with other denominations, but our doctrine of the means of grace is unique.
Every semester, the seminary students will have probably one New Testament at least, and then one Old Testament required course.
One of the things I'm really excited about is for students to come to a place where they're really getting into the Word of God. So we'll be doing scripture journaling through those books, circle, highlight things, write questions and observations that you have. Why is this being written? Why is it being communicated in this way? What is God trying to do through this word in the lives of those who are hearing it originally, but also in our lives today?
There's one teaching tool that has become very important to me, based kind of on the five solas of the Reformation.
Each student has to give about a 20 to 30 minute presentation on one chapter or a portion of a chapter from the pastoral epistles. I found that the students really want to step up and do their best work for student presentations because they know that their classmates, not only their teacher, their classmates are going to be listening.
Zacchaeus, nobody liked him except Jesus. He was taking money from other people. Salvation has come to this man. Luke describes Jesus going out to the tax collectors and the sinners and the prostitutes and even the little children. All of those pictures show us a gospel heart of God for those who are lost.
I don't enter the classroom as the only expert on the topic, but someone who can consistently ask, are we being biblical or are we not?
Seminary, we get to be in English and Greek, so we'll be doing big picture stuff in the English Bible, and we'll do more minute stuff in the Greek New Testament.
The kingdom of God has no boundaries. It's for all people to know the Messiah and to come to him. And then in the book of Acts, what we see that taking place. A lot of little gatherings of people, congregations forming, people coming together to study the word of God, to learn about Jesus, and then to follow him with their lives. We see Peter and Paul and the disciples going out and doing evangelism, proclaiming the good news of Jesus who's come, and inviting people into a relationship with each other as they follow the Messiah.
Certainly we welcome students from any denominational background. So I hope really in the class that it doesn't become a theological battlefield, but a place of biblical discipleship.
Hopefully I'm actually doing what Paul told Timothy to do. I'm one of those faithful men by God's grace who has been trained by other faithful men, and now I get to pass it on and teach these faithful men who will then go on and teach others.
We don't just have college-age kids living on our campus. We also have our seminarians and their families. And this year we have a lot of little kids on our campus, which is just the best. So I sat down with Dan Eichley, who's pursuing his MDiv here at the Free Lutheran Seminary. So Dan, can you give us a little bit of background about who you are, what year you are in seminary, a little bit about your family?
Sure. My name's Daniel Eichley, and I'm in my third year here at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary, third year in the seminary. Grew up in Western North Dakota. I grew up in Beulah and was a banker for 13 years. And the last 10 of that career, we were in Kildare, which is north of Dickinson. My wife is from the Dickinson area, and we have six children now. One of them was born since we came to campus here. So Adeline, Samuel, Medora, Ruby, Thomas, and Jonah. And so we left the banking world and came here to Plymouth, Minnesota.
Yep. It's so fun to see so many kids on campus. This really unique, I think, season where we have so many young families. I think that's really great. Your family is a huge part of that. That's awesome. Okay, so speaking of your family, so how have you seen the seminary community support your family while you're here at seminary?
Well, in many ways, I love being right on campus where I walk across the street to my classes, I walk across the other direction to the library, and my family's right there. I don't have to go far, and they're nearby, and so even during time when classes are not going on, I can help out, I can take a couple of kids down to the basement of the chapel there. There's a nursery where I can give Bethany a little break. If she's got to go somewhere, I can be studying, the kids can be there. It's really nice to be close, it's safe. And then community, you know, we've got all those seminary units are pretty full with other seminary students, and many of them have young children similar ages to ours, and so our kids have just loved connecting with the other kids there and feel very at home here. Also, as far as just things for the rest of the family, Dr. Molstrie's wife and some of the other faculty wives lead a seminary wives Bible study every couple of weeks during the school year, and it's a great time for the wives to connect and dig deeper into the Word and that sort of thing, and my wife loves connecting in that way. And then just being on, living life together, you know, everybody, all our neighbors, you know, the dads are going through the same thing, and the kids and the wives kind of similarly, and so it's a supportive community. And not everyone lives on campus. There's a few that live just right off of campus, but it's nice to live that close. But even those who don't live right here, there is a camaraderie and a community feel to the group of us that are in seminary, and it's nice because we can encourage each other and just have some friends there. So yeah. I think those were kind of the biggest things I wanted to hit on there.
But. Yeah, that's great. Do you have any classes, lessons, or experiences that have been particularly impactful for you at seminary?
I love the Bible classes. Those are my favorite. The theology classes have been good and have taught me things I didn't know I didn't know. And so that's been good too. Reading through the Book of Concord, I hadn't done that before, but it was some good information there, and learning some of the chief tenets of Lutheran theology and that sort of thing. So that's been good. The languages are harder and less in my wheelhouse, and more of a challenge, but also necessary, and that's been rewarding too, as it has caught on for me a little better. And so the classes are great. I enjoy the classes. A couple other things just about the experience. It has been humbling in some ways, and I remember before I started, there was a pastor mentor of mine who said that was going to be one of the most important parts of the seminary experience was the humbling nature of it. And not to say, oh, I'm so humble, but I've seen it now firsthand. You do want humble pastors, and I'm on my second career, so we left a good paying job and a nice house, and we came to a townhouse, and now at best I'm working part-time, and so and went from being in a career for 13 years to back in college, and I'm in a with a group of very gifted classmates, and they're encouraging, and but it's kind of like back to square one. I've been in a career, I've been successful to a certain degree in that, and now I'm starting at the bottom. And like I say, the languages were tough. And so there's some of those things that have been humbling to a degree, but I think that hopefully will serve me well, serve my parishioners well, to kind of bring that attitude to the parish. But I've seen some of that firsthand, and God has provided through our time in seminary. Yes, the income has not been what it was, and we knew that coming in. I mean, that wasn't a surprise, but the Lord has provided. There's been scholarship money and other ways that the Lord has provided. The kids, you come to seminary, and you, especially when you come at this stage of life where you've got children that are already grade school age, and that could be a really hard transition for them, but I believe our family has been blessed to be here, blessed by the relationships they've made on campus and at the church we've connected with here in the cities. And it's been great for not only for me, but for my family as well. And that's been a blessing. The Lord, like I say, has provided in more ways than just financial. And so that's been great to see and kind of adjusts your priorities as well.
Yeah, so. That's great. Any things that you're looking forward to in this fall semester?
Well, I'm looking forward to my classes. We're covering some more of the epistles that we haven't already covered. And then Dr. Olson's gonna be taking us through the major prophets, and I'm excited for that. And I don't wanna leave out any of my other classes, but we're doing lots of stuff. But like I say, the Bible classes are my favorite.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. And I'm gonna take, I think, Hebrew 3. I took two semesters of Hebrew, but taking another one, and that one is not, that was an elective. Mm-hmm. And that one was, I've put a certain amount of effort into it already. I don't want to lose that. And so I'm trying to take that
class. I admire that, taking the initiative with some of those tougher ones.
Because if you set it aside, you might lose what you did already gain, and like I say, the languages are not a strength of mine. So anyway, and then another preaching class, and it's good to be getting experience with that. This summer I've been doing a lot of pulpit fill, mm-hmm. which is good experience for me, and that was part of the reason I came to seminary. Is in our district for a couple of years leading up to us coming to seminary, there were a lot of churches with open pulpits.
Yeah.
We didn't have pastors, and we for a time didn't have a pastor. And so I really appreciated those pastors, retired pastors, that came and filled our pulpit. It was such a blessing to us, and I've been really blessed this last summer to kind of pay it forward in a way to fill pulpits for other area churches where the pastor's either on vacation or maybe they don't have a pastor. And for me, I need the experience, you know, with sermon prep and that sort of thing. And so that's been a rewarding thing for me this summer, or this last summer.
Yeah. Well, we just really love having your family on campus. You guys are just an amazing family. So thanks for sitting down with us today and telling us a little bit about your seminary experience. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more interviews, more student life content, and all the updates on all the events here on campus, make sure you hit that subscribe button or find us on wherever you find your podcasts. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word. See you next time.